Deep breath. I get so scared. Thanks God I don't have to face you guys. Okay, my name is Nancy Cuevas Guzman, and this is called Rachel Weeps. I slowly read the words on the little card handed to me by an elderly woman as I exited the first Catholic church I'd entered in years. Quote, a voice is heard in the Rama, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. The words brought me to a halt. They struck me hard as if written to me personally. I turned and looked back at the woman standing there. What's your name, she asked. I'm Nancy. What are these words about? Who is Rachel? It's about a lady in the Bible. It's about an organization we have for women who had abortions. My name is Julie. Why don't you come pray with us? Where, I asked. Where do I go? I felt stunned to have run into this woman, Julie, with penetrating blue eyes. I had spent an entire day crying about my one and only pregnancy, which I ended in abortion, and there she appeared like an angel. I heard you should name the baby even after abortion. Is that true? I asked. Yes, you should. She knew. It was written all over my face. Have you gone to confession? Not in years. Well, call this number. Project Rachel. We have a woman who will counsel you through the grieving process. It'll make you feel better. In the meantime, come pray with us. For the next few months, I grieved with the Catholic ladies. I went to Project Rachel, to confession, and re-entered the Catholic community. It did help. I never realized that I harbored so much grief about it. I had tried to get pregnant for 11 years with no success, and even went to a fertility specialist. Now my only hope was IVF, or adoption, but that ideal fell away at the breakup of my relationship with the guy I loved. In those few months at Project Rachel, I came to know the depth of the hole in my heart for the loss of my one chance to be a mother. I also allowed myself to feel the rage, and now I thought, I may die alone with no child ever. I was fast approaching the end of my childbearing years. During my 40s, I continued hoping that my prince would come and I would find the mate God had chosen for me. I prayed. As a Catholic, I had an option to adopt a fetus, but not as a single woman. I went as far as Israel, where IVF for single women was religiously accepted, but there was too much strife in that country. I moved on to Spain and found another IVF program, but the doctor insisted that I had a medical problem in my womb. So I traveled back to USA to my own doctor and had an MRI. There was nothing wrong. Just like all the many times I thought I was pregnant and felt like I was pregnant, I would miss. I would miss periods for months, only to find there was no baby at all. I dreamed of babies, seeing even their past lives and knowing they were mine, but they never materialized. What happened? Is this some cruel joke by you, God? I've tried everything now. I've repented. Are you punishing me? Why would you let me go through all this? What happened? Where's my baby? I finally cried myself to sleep. My cries must have shook the heavens, because that's where I ended up. I looked about, wondering, what's going on? Where am I? Before me stood a smiling, beautiful young man with dark hair and sparkling blue eyes. He didn't speak, but he made me feel comforted, even loved. I couldn't take my eyes off of him, something special about him, but I couldn't get what it was, so I just watched. He showed me what he was doing. He had a control panel with instruments. He placed his hand upon the panel and showed me that we were in a small craft and he was the pilot. It finally dawned on me that we were in space. I just felt shocked and tried to understand why I was there. Just to watch this guy? As he turned to the side, I saw that his head was much larger in the back, and I realized he wasn't fully human. The words half-breed came to my mind. But he has my blue eyes. Oh, I get it. I think. He smiled. smiled warmly at me and proceeded to take me for a ride. I don't know how I left or how I returned to my bed that night. Upon waking, I slipped out of the bed and I dropped to my knees. It was not a dream. Who was that young man, God? Is that what happened to all those false pregnancies? Is that what happened?